Hi there, just having a little wander through through Perugia from the Hotel Brufani, where the International Journalism Festival is taking place. And I've just been in the Digital Heretics session. Digital Heretics Saving the Web and Journalism Too. Sounds like a tall order. And from particularly from Massimo Russo and Vittorio Zambadino, the co-authors of the book Digital Heretics, we heard, a lot about the debate about, the crisis affecting print media, problems facing traditional media, and particularly Vittorio Zambadino dropped the boot in, so to speak, finding the debate going on between, about what's happening to traditional media, finding that quite depressing, and print media in particular, he said, looked like an army withdrawing into itself. So here in Italy, it looks like, as elsewhere, mainstream media is finding some problems and, trying to find new ideas to go about digital journalism. They also spoke about their Digital Heretics Award, and unfortunately, we didn't really get to hear much from the digital heretics, the people who are doing innovative stuff. There was nice to hear a little mention for the Berlin Project and the work of people such as Alex Wood. And I still have not seen which particular websites or projects won the actual award, so when I find that out, I'll tweet that. But I'm with Avonturs, a.k.a. Barbara Gruber. Now, Barbara, you've been also at a session early this morning entitled
Something to Talk About. It was organized by the Columbia Journalism Review, and it was basically looking at the fact that we're going, obviously, from media which is very much one-way street, broadcasting to its audience, to a media that is more communicating and creating dialogues, and looking at comments. And of course, all the panelists were agreeing that that's ultimately what you want to achieve, getting as much comment and feedback from your users, but that it's not always easy to actually create conversations, that you have lots of people also just promoting or ranting. So on the one hand, yes, you do want comments. On the other hand, how do you moderate? How do you channel that into really meaningful conversation? And
there was Josh Young there from the Huffington Post. I only caught the end of the session, but it seemed like there was plenty of questions coming his way, particularly about comments.
Yeah, he had some really interesting points to make. The Huffington Post has been experimenting and trying to see how they can outsource some of the moderation back into their users. And they have a really interesting system. They have the possibility to flag content that is contentious or which is maybe offensive. And what they did is look at all the flagged comments and then put that in Excel and develop statistics to look at those users who constantly have very good and in their judgment of what's flaggable and what's not, and giving those people the right to actually delete themselves. So basically cutting off one level of moderation, still leaving the moderators a chance to look at what has been deleted, but cutting down one layer of the action. And I think the interesting point he was making is that in these groups, on an internet web page or on a page like Wikipedia, for example, you have 93% of the content that is created by 8% of the authors. So that it's crucially important to identify those people, this tiny group that is dedicated to the website, that is coming up with dedicated and committed to really make an impact on the website, and that he sees the main challenge for him in identifying those people, and the Excel experiment statistic that he's done has been one way of doing that.
Okay, well, I wish I'd made that one, but sounds like that was pretty interesting. Now, this afternoon, we're going to try and make the citizen media to foster human rights and freedom of speech. So unfortunately, Gillian York from the Berkman Center for New Research from Harvard University will not be there. And is Sami Ben-Ghavi from Global Voices there?
No, he won't be there.
Okay, so there's going to be Gabriella Battaglia from Peace Reporter.
Gianni Lannis, director of ItalianTerraNostra.it, and Bernardo Parella, the editor of Global Voice Italy, whom we've heard already yesterday in the panel talking about multilinguality and sort of how to integrate different cultures online.
So that's what's up for our program this afternoon. I think what we really need now is an espresso. What do you think?
An espresso and maybe a gelato?
Si. Okay, this is... It's just a beautiful day here in Perugia, and we're very much enjoying the festival so far.